أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتح، آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. We will continue with our tafsir of Surah An-Naba from where we left off. It is from Ayah 16. As you all remember, we were relating all the signs of the universe with Qiyamah, how they remind us of the day of resurrection. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا, and gardens of thick growth. وَجَنَّاتٍ, from جَنَّةٌ, and أَلْفَافًا, what is it? What is Lafif? We read this before. Lafifa came in Surah Bani Israel, meaning wrapping, meaning grain from Hub and love from Hub. When seed of love enters in the heart, then meditation becomes easy. And every grain which is used for food, like wheat, rice, barley, corn, etc. And from Nabat, vegetables. Alfafa is due to the thick branches, trees joined together because of it, meaning thick gardens. Now all of it is told. And Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata. Verily, the day of decision is a fixed time. Yawm al-fasl is day of judgment. Now pay attention here. That gathering of water into clouds, then rain from those clouds, and then growth of grains after it falls over the earth, is the second sign of Qiyamah. This is the answer of the question. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, سَيَعْلَمُونَ, soon they will know. So it was told, the way it rains on a dry barren land, greenery erupts from the seed. It was in the earth, and who knows for how long? The same will happen at the day of judgment. In a hadith it is said, when the third time trumpet will be blown, after that it will rain and there will be water on the whole earth. Then the piece of people's backbone, which does not disintegrate, will act like seeds, and after mixing with rain, you all will come out. Word ambatun and nabatun, it's used. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you grow from the earth. So tell me, that is this difficult for you to understand that Qiyamah will come? Inna yawm al-fasli kana miqada. Everyone's day of decision is fixed. It will happen with everyone. What will happen? Yawma yunfakhu fi suri, when the trumpet will be blown. Fata'atuna afwaja, and you shall come forth in crowds, groups after groups. You shall come forth in crowds. What does it mean? That you all will come to Maidan-e-Mahshar. But in which condition you will come? One tafsir is, every nation will come in Maidan-e-Mahshar with their prophet. Crowds will be in regards to the prophets. Everybody will be out of graves and will come. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reign, the people will grow like vegetation. People will grow from their tailbones. This is a hadith from Bukhari. In tafsir of this ayah, this hadith comes. Then by it, people of the same era is also meant. Same category people are also meant by it. So what we found out, that at the day of judgment, everyone will be along with the same minded people. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ, and the heavens shall be opened. فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا, and it will become as gates. If you just pay attention, then you will realize that it is a very fine point. It didn't say وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ, all skies will not open. Just said one, it will be opened and it will have doors in it. Why? For the angels to pass. These are doors in the skies, and on that day paths will be made, and they will use it to come to the earth. These are also signs of Qiyamah. وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. First, we were told what will happen on the sky. And now we are told that the mountains will be moving away from their places too. And they will be as if they were a mirage. سُيِّرَتْ is from سَر, to walk. فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. They will be as if they were a mirage. Meaning mountains will start walking at the day of judgment. And what is sarab? Sand, which seems like water from far. Mountains will be a thing like a mirage from far. There will be no sign of them left. If we gather all the ayahs from Quran about mountains, then we find out their different stages at the day of judgment. In first stage, they will be crushed. Where it is written? Surah Al-Haqqah, Ayah 14. فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةً. And crushed with a single crushing. Like a bulldozer is used to crush anything. Second stage will be that they will be turned into fluffy cotton. We will read in Surah Al-Qariyah, Ayah 5, inshallah wa ta'ala. كَالْإِحْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. Will be like crated wool. And what will be the next stage? They will be like dirt. فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًا. So that they will become floating dust particles. So what will be the next stage? They will be puffed and they will blow away. Surah Taha, Ayah 105. يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. Scatter them as particles of dust. And this is the last stage, what is told. Saraba. There will be nothing where there were huge mountains. Meaning the blast of Qiyamah will wipe off the mountains as if there was nothing there ever. Imagine that. Till here the first stage of Qiyamah is finished. It is the destruction of whatever was in the world. Now let's go to the next stage. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Truly hell is a place of ambush. Kanat is feminine for jahannam. Mirsada is from rasada. A place of hiding where someone waits for his enemy. So he ambushes him whenever he passes from that place. The guards of jahannam are sitting the same way for the people of jahannam. So much so, it is said that by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jahannam herself is waiting like this for kuffars. In a narration, it is said that Jahannam will have a neck at the day of judgment, and she will pick and eat people of Jahannam one by one. We do not even know what stage will pass on us, and we are leading our lives in such a peaceful way. We are acting as if we are done with everything and we are ready to go. Wallahi, if we are told even the tiniest part that is going to happen at the day of judgment, then we will never sit that content and peaceful. Why Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to be so restless and worried? And Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to wake up in the middle of the night in a fear of Jahannam. Ummul Mu'mineen narrated that how Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to wake up suddenly from his sleep, fearing that Qiyamah might have happened. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that the moment wind used to blow, expression on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's face used to change. He never used to sit peacefully till it used to start raining. His fear was that the winds which were sent on nation of Ad might not come our way. So whoever lives in fear of Akhirah, this will be their condition. And whoever is living in heedlessness, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their heedlessness. For whom Jahannam is waiting? لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبَ. A dwelling place for Taghun. Those who transgress the boundary limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like polytheists, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, hypocrites, sinners, criminals. So who is طاغي? A transgressor, a disobedient person. What is ma'ab? A place for a sinner. Till when? لابثين فيها أحقابا. They will abide therein for ages. The plural of حقب is أحقاب.
Not one time, but numerous times. حقب is time. Which time? Eternal, forever. The time period Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used for Qiyamah is called حقب. We have seconds, minutes and hours in our watches. Our clock's maximum duration is 60 seconds, right? When the clock's hand takes a full circle, it is 60 seconds. The timer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use after putting in Jahannam is حقب, with no time limit. In narrations, it is said the Prophet of Allah was asked, O Allah's Prophet, what is حقب? He said, one حقبة of Jahannam is equal to 80 years of this world. Allahu Akbar. According to one more narration, that upon leaving one sajda of obligatory fard salah, if Allah punishes, he has the authority, he has the power to do so, right? If he forgives, then it is different. He is merciful, but it is the law. The way if you are caught not wearing a seatbelt, then you will be fined $150. Policeman has a choice. He can let you go, but he can make you pay too. So legal punishment of leaving one sajda of fard salah is 80 huqba. And one huqba is equivalent to 80 years of the world. So imagine what will be the punishment of leaving one rakah. See, one sajda is half rakah. For one rakah, multiply 80 times 80 is 6,400. And someone who leaves one sajda, he will rot in Jahannam, dingy place, for that many years. And people fail to acknowledge that. Now you can imagine where we are standing. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about ahqaba. This will be in Jahannam. We all should pay attention to ourselves. The way we see ourselves involved in certain things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us worry about this. Tell me the truth, if we worry about this, then can we worry about what's happening in someone's household? Assurance of Akhirah and Qiyamah has to come first. And I have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can be ignorant about this. A narration from Sahih Bukhari. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, in between two surs, there will be 40. People asked, what will be 40? Will it be 40 days interval? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I can't say. Then people asked, will it be 40 months? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered, I have no knowledge. Then was asked, will it be 40 years? He said, I can't even say this. All I can say is, Allah will make it rain from the sky. The way plants grow, people will grow from the earth. Humans decay and become rotten, but one bone, and that is backbone, the spine. With that creation will be made at the day of judgment. Skies will be opened. There will be doors and paths for the angels to descend. The mountains will be made to walk and will become like sand particles. Whole system of the universe will be messed up. After hearing all of this, do you think that I will be spared? I will be saved. Few narrations about huqab. Ahqab is the plural of haqabun. Long time is called haqab. Haqabun, someday it is of 80 years. A year is of 12 months, month is of 30 days, and a day is of 1,000 years. And some say haqab is of 70 years. Some say 40 years, and every day will be 1,000 years in it. Meaning in those 40 years, every day will be as long as 1,000 years. Bashir bin Kaab said that every day will be that long and one haqab will be 360 years like it. According to a marfu narration, meaning its chain of narrators go till Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that haqab a month of 30 days, year of 12 months, days of year 360. Every day according to your counting will be of 1000 years. And it is a narration by Ibn Abi Hatim. Someone asked Sulaiman Tamimi, will anyone ever get out of Jahannam? He answered, I heard from Nafi and he heard from Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nafi was the slave of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he heard from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I swear by Allah that no one will be out of Jahannam till he spends a very long time. And then said, and it will few more years over it. And every year consists of 360 days of what you count. So this ahqab is not a small thing. It is a very big thing. Today we have such less time for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a short lifespan, 60 years, and all will finish upon death. So 60 years is like in 6 years, even a part of huqba is not completed. And we leave the world. By listening this, doesn't it feel like that it is good we will leave early as we will commit less sins? Whoever leaves early will be very safe there because they had not committed big sins. But Huqba will live in Jahannam. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا. Nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink. إلا حميما وغساقا. Except boiling water and dirty wounds discharges. It is not at all tyranny or injustice. جزاء وفاقا. An exact recompense according to their evil crimes. They will be given the full reward of their crimes. It is not injustice, they deserved it. Full reward. But what was their crime? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. For verily they used not to look for a reckoning. So what was the outcome? وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. But they belied our ayahs, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, and that which our Prophet ﷺ brought completely. Okay, do not worry. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. And all things we have recorded in a book. فَذُوقُوا. So you taste the results of your evil actions. فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. No increase shall we give you except in torment. Meaning, only one thing can be increased. If you say we can increase the temperature, if you agree, we can extend the time on timer. We can increase the temperature from 250 to 450. Or increase time from 40 minutes to 60 minutes. This we can do. But other than it, nothing can be increased. Reason you were after the love of this world your entire life. Hal min mazid? Is there anything? Can we get anything? The desired cold drinks in the world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's okay. We have hamiman. We have hot drinks for them too. But along with it, it is ghassaq. Dirty wounds discharges. What is ghassaq? There are two torments of Jahannam. One hot and other cold. Hamiman is hot water. In Surah Muhammad, it came in detail that they will be given and the skin of their faces will fall on their feet after melting. When hot water will enter from their skulls after they had been pounded, then intestines of their stomach will come out of their private parts. Here is word ghasaq used, is cold thing. You will read inshallah wa ta'ala, sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away. Night is also called ghasaq, because it is cold. Cold drink. And what it will be? The wound discharge from the people of hell, which consists of blood and pus. What is the reason? Jaza'an wifaqa. It is whatever you used to do in this world. What was their guilt? About what they were accused? They used to say, لا يرجون حسابا. We do not care about hisab. We do not hope that it will be carried out. Reason of the guilt was told, and the reason of their punishment is that they did not believe life after death. And what is وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا, Book of Deeds, Lohi Mahfuz, which was written by angels, or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote before, both are correct. Lohi Mahfuz statement is more correct, as in Surah Yasin, Ayah 12, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ, and all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. And when it is said, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا, what does it mean? That this torment will be everlasting. They will get new skin after it's melted once. Where did it come? Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 56. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا, as often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for other skin. Science told us that only skin bear the ultimate pain of burning. Till the skin burns, we feel pain, and once it's burnt, we do not feel. But then after, so many germs are grown there that no one can survive after that infection. Same way in Surah Bani Israel, Ayah 97, كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا, whenever it abates, we shall increase for them the fierceness of the fire. This is increasing of the torment. That the moment fire strength in the oven goes little down, is increased again by adding wood or other fuel into it. Now you tell me how it felt listening all ayahs at a stretch. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be unfair to anyone? Will He subhanahu wa ta'ala do injustice upon anyone? Never. Happening of Qiyamah is imminent. But what will happen after Qiyamah? Everyone should think, how long I will live. Not a week pass by when we do not hear news of someone's death. Or if you follow news or read newspaper, then numerous deaths every day. When anyone sees someone dead, then doesn't it remind him of his own? Imagine on yourself that I am alive now. Pinch yourself and show your gratitude that you are alive and you have been given more time. Your time is not up yet. Won't you want to take advantage of this allowed time? How many years more you will live? No matter how many more years, but ultimately you will face the death. A narration about Musa alayhi salam, when he was at deathbed, he didn't want it to die. He was asked how much more you want to live. It was asked to bring a cow. He asked, then what will happen? Angels told him to put his hand on the top of the cow and the number of hair will be under your hand. That many years will be extended in your life. Musa alayhi salam asked, then what will happen after that? Angel said, then death. So Musa alayhi salam said, if it will come, then why not now? كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, if we develop this understanding, then our sorrows will turn into happiness. Our impossible will turn into possible. Our thinking has created a huge distance between us and our Rabb. In Akhirah, it became a distant reality. We are so far away from Qiyamah. Let's discuss till this part. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the signs of His universe. It is running in such an organized manner. Everything is it at its place. But when Qiyamah will come, then everything will be destroyed. Same thing will happen to humans too. So Allah told who were in disagreement about Qiyamah, that the way you are taking benefits from this world, let's talk about wahaja, meaning very hot and extremely bright, both meanings. In one sentence, you can understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, ability and hikmah. How big is the sun? It is 109 times bigger than the earth's diameter. Its weight is 333,000 times heavier than Earth's weight. The temperature of the sun, 1 crore 40 lakh degree centigrade. And look at the distance between Earth and sun. Its distance is 9 crore 30 lakh miles. How far is Pakistan? About 3,000 miles. Now imagine how far you have to travel to reach sun. We are unable to see sun with naked eye. If someone tries to, then he can lose his eyesight. Its heat is extreme, that in some areas its temperature reaches 240 degrees Fahrenheit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it at a distance, so we could bear its heat, besides its being so hot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has maintained its temperature in such a manner that when it rays hit earth, then trees come out of the earth, crops get ripe, creation get their food, and its temperature is so set that when its rays hit sea, then it creates steam, winds take that steam and it turns it to rain. Sun itself is burning but is benefiting the whole world. Now you tell me, is it not a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent, Al-Qadir? I just feel like talking on one topic only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's universe. We humans are so small. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, wake up, open your eyes, see the sun. Notice you're sleeping and waking up. See system of your life. Take a look at them. And then you will realize that your Rabb is capable and has absolute authority and ability to bring Qiyamah. When you will see Qiyamah with your own eyes, then you will understand and will believe. When you will be giving account of your life spend, it will be like you are looking at your past through a mirror. Do we remember anything about our childhood? After a certain time, kids do forget. But if someone takes pictures and videos of her child at every stage, so when her child see them, he or she will be able to remember their childhood. Because he or she has seen those pictures and videos numerous times. In comparison, we do not remember much about our childhood, as there was no documentation either in pictures or videos. If we by any chance remember anything, that is only if any extraordinary thing happened in our lives. Now, when things in the universe are documented, then the memory is enhanced, right? Now think, what will happen at the day of judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open each and every day of our lives on big screen projectors. So don't you think our memories will come back? We will be seeing the story of our lives the way someone is watching a video. And whenever you watch a video, it feels like it is happening now. So imagine what will happen then, when we will be witnessing what we did. Allahu Akbar. Especially ponder over Mir Sada. Feel like Jahannam is staring at us, waiting to grab us the way a lioness is waiting for her prey. Let's pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from its intensity. Ameen. Let's listen the recitation of the ayahs. Imagine yourself in that moment. And we will pray as we are listening the recitation, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from its torment and its catch. Ameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yatasaalun. Anin النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا.
First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Jahannam, praying for us, and showed us the bad end result, and now the good outcome. This could be your end result too, only if you choose. This is one of the biggest quality of Quran, that whenever Jahannam and the end result of people of Jahannam is talked about, their Jannah and the end result of the people of Jannah is also mentioned. Another order or arrangement could have been that Jannah and the end result of Jannah was mentioned before, then it is like tasting bad food after good has been tasted, right? It looks like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how we are feeling and what is the condition of our hearts. And what are we thinking? What are our worries? Now our taste is going to be changed. That do not worry. You are alive. Nothing happened yet. And so true. Pinch yourself and tell yourself, yes, nothing has happened yet. Because I am still alive. Till we are alive, we have hope. We can repent. We can save ourselves. The more we save ourselves, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us. It feels like as if you and I have been given a lease on our lives. We have been invited to start a new life. Whatever happened in the past, it is okay. It is a thing of the past. And now worry about what is to come. What? A new end result. Inshallah wa ta'ala, we will continue what could be our new and improved end result in our next session of Tafsir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the torment of the hellfire, and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the sense to change our actions. Ameen. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.